There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, 1207 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, and away we go on this Friday edition of the show. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106 for a text or a phone call. And also you can use the FM Talk 106.5 app to leave us one of those talk back messages. We'll get to that in just a little bit. I thought about this as the show intro, the classic show intro, and people have asked me about the new show intro, which I've been working on for about 3 years. And it's honestly one of these situations where it's a paralysis by analysis. I have a folder here of one of the many folders on the computer to my right here, which if you've ever watched a live cam in here, you know what I'm talking about. They have a folder with all these audio cuts, so many of them that the intro of the show would be about 18 minutes long. So I have to pare that back, and I dither on which one or don't, and I like the classic. I don't know. Well, maybe for the new year. But I thought about it. You know, of course, no step too high for a high stepper. And I do appreciate I've been given, maybe I'll take a picture. I don't know if I've ever shared this on social media. I have given to me a Yeti hugger, metal Yeti hugger. And people have been in the studio with me have seen this thing that holds my former Coach Saban endorsed, Coke Zero that I drink here on each show. And it's in that hugger. I got a picture of the governor high stepping, and with that, I want to bring what the breaking news here. Of course, it was yesterday, but it was broken, and we'll get to it. Is Governor Ivey? You know, she's a discussion on the show from time to time, once in a while. But the governor has made her pardon. The thing that was going on earlier in the week, I thought this was when people go on social media that are. They know they're supposed to go on social media. Now, I don't think Governor Ivey's tweeting. I think somebody in the staff or somebody's relegated to that job. But they go into the social media sphere with armor on, right? They don't go in there for a full discussion. They go in there, for example, to name the turkeys that were going to be pardoned. But we were given a choice. It wasn't, you know, I guess to keep it from having a Bodie McBoatface moment, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can Google that. But the governor came up on the Twitter and said, hey, here are the names you can choose from. You know, instead of saying it's open to naming the turkeys, because Lord knows what we might hear from the people of Alabama on what the names might be for the turkeys. But they gave the choices out there. I think it was like four choices out there. And this is like you get in a strong socialist or communist government. They'll say, you have choices. You know, they'll have like four people that are party bosses on the ballot, and see, you can choose. You can choose from, you know, this one, this one, this one. Now they're all pre-selected. Well, they did this, and now the pardoning ceremony took place. Says, let's see, here's the story. This is from WAKA. All right, so I don't even know where AKA. They are your weather authority, though. I see that. Okay, and they have the CW. So they're Action News, and they're also the weather authority. It's on their website. It says here, this is by the story by WAKA Action 8 News. Governor Kay Ivey pardons two turkeys ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. I also would just want to interject for a second. Shouldn't we let this go a little longer? I mean, you know, often when we've had executions derailed here in the state of Alabama, it's hours before it actually happens. We've got a while till Thanksgiving, but it was Thanksgiving 2 weeks from yesterday. I'd let this go a little longer, but you know, governor, surprisingly, governor's office is not asking me. Story says, thanks to Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, two lucky turkeys will not see the Thanksgiving table this year. Now, I don't know, and Dalton, maybe you can check for me too. Can she use, in this pardon, is that the supreme executive power that she used to remove Admiral Davis? Is this that same power that lets her do this with the turkeys? Said the 76th annual turkey pardoning ceremony took place Thursday at the governor's mansion. This week, the public was given the opportunity to vote on the names of the spared turkey. Thank you, dear leader, for the chance to vote on this. The winning names, this is hot, this is hot. It was Gobbler and Cobbler. Oh, it's so funny. The pardoning celebration started in 1949 when Bates Turkey Farm founder W.C. Bates presented a turkey to then Governor Jim Folsom. So the pardoning happened. You know, the governor, who now has her name on a correctional facility. But she did. She stayed the execution of these two turkeys. I don't know why 2 weeks ahead of time. I think you should push this thing to maybe Monday, a week from Monday, you know, like a Monday of Thanksgiving week. But that's out. The governor has done this, and just wanted to start the show off with that and say thank God. Thank God she did that. All right. Another story that got my eye, and we'll come back to this RFK Jr. that I was talking about Dalton with. I mean, with Jeff about. But I also saw a story at Lanyap, and it's about a law firm downtown. And I need to get this live stream. And Leanna, if you're listening out there, I know you're probably already watching it. They're launching a 24/7 live stream of the Bankhead Tunnel, because where their office sits. They've got a view here. It says Mobile. This story from Lanyap, Mobile.com, from Scott Johnson. What's up, Scott? Said Mobile's Bankhead Tunnel is both iconic landmark and the undefeated nemesis of high clearance trucks, tractor trailers, and RVs. A live video stream of the west entrance, hosted by a local business, now offers front row seating to the losing battles. Coined Tunnel Vision, the new feature was launched this week by local law firm McPhail Sanchez, located in the old Eslava building, which directly overlooks the tunnel entrance. All right, so this is pretty cool. Good idea. People can waste their time. I'd probably be one of them. If you hear there's a wreck, you could go, you know, hit the thing and see people crashing into the Bankhead Tunnel. I was thinking for us, and this is something, I guess, internal. This is intra-company here. What should we have a camera trained on around here? Should it be at our opulent gold-gilded studios here at Airport and 65 for Bigler Broadcasting? Should we train cameras on the several prides of feral cats that live around the building here? And their day in and day out wildlife drama between them and the mockingbirds. I just saw another episode when I walked out to my truck earlier. It's pretty good stuff. Feral cats versus mockingbirds. They could be popular. We have a lot of urban outdoorsmen around here. We could have the urban outdoorsman cam. Or if we go up to the top of the roof, we could have like a Rex at Airport and 65 cam. So those are some of the ideas. I'm taking open polling here with my coworkers at FM Talk, what we should train it on. What would you, from your business, do you have a business that has a view of something that you think people would be interested in? And would you put the camera up? This would be, so just an open discussion over on the text line at 343-0106. All right, Robert RFK Jr. and his move here. First of all, this is interesting that things that we have all talked about on this show, things that have been announced that were happening about the reason RFK suspending his campaign, endorsing Trump, was all about moving him into this position of Secretary of HHS. I don't know how this has been a big surprise. Seems like it's being reported breathlessly now. Like the rest of us out there, they've been talking about this for months. Jeff and some people on the text line thinks it's a driver of a nanny state. I think it's one sword sharpening another. The same way having Musk and Ramaswamy doing government spending. I think this is a good thing. But we'll get into the story and your commentary when we come back right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1220 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. We'll grab a few texts here, too. Let's see. All right, some suggestions here for the live cam. I do think it's a good idea. If you had a position, I mean, if we had an office that was overlooking the Bankhead Tunnel, then we'd be down for that, too. Let's see. But let me go back here. All right, so this is catch up with, a bunch of y'all said we just came on. I guess when I was talking to Jeff about Frankenfoods, Paul says, wasn't there a chicken and waffle potato chip at one time? I'm sure there is. I wonder if those guys just get drunk at R&D and go, well, we got these Doritos and nacho cheese, but we got nacho. What would go with that? Ice cream, Bob? Yeah, ice cream. Put ice cream on there, too. Ice cream flavor. Jerry in Fort Morgan says, Jeff needs to add bear grease to his diet. Yeah, I don't think that's happening, Jerry. Let's see. A little harder to get out there, right? Fire Dog, did you say steak and ice cream Doritos? Can they put extra yellow dye number 5 and red dye number 6 and put a skull and crossbones on the package? I'd buy that in a heartbeat. Or maybe I would skip a heartbeat. Maybe some MSG as well. Label the chips instant heart attack. I'd still buy them. Fire Dog, that's my world on this. You know, when they went to banning, sugar drinks and stuff in New York and all, I was like, that part of it is a nanny state big time. What I don't think is nanny state, and maybe somebody wants to debate with me, when you go to a restaurant that says what the calories are for that dish or how many, that's good. That's information. I think they should give you the information, and then you make your own decisions. At the same time, I like RFK Jr., a lot of things he's talked about, what goes into the foods, the addictive nature of the foods, because we've talked about this before. You can't overeat like steak or venison or chicken, whatever, protein, right? You get to a point that you'll be full, but you can get carbs that you can just eat and eat and eat, and you're well past satiation, but you still want them. Well, just let people know that that's happening. And then if they choose to do it, so I guess once again, both sides will be mad at me. I don't want to ban those foods. I just want all the information out there and what net health effects are from them. You know, just let people have the information and make their own choices. Let's see. Ultra Runner, what's up, Ultra Runner? Said, as opposed to most dictates of the left, RFK Jr.'s policies could be described as do as I do instead of the typical elitist mantra of do as I say. There you go. I agree. If you show a better way, right, here's some of the health concerns, here's what's going on, here's what's in these products, and then the people make their choice, good. That's a good thing. If people go, man, you know, and not just saying that, well, you should know that stuff's in there. But when you look at the item and it says it's got this stuff in there and it's labeled properly, and you go, you know what, I'm going to get the other thing. Then you've made a difference, right, in health of people. At the same time, still having that package on the shelves, you have deferred to their liberty to make that. You have the liberty to make bad choices. I know this is contrary to big government, but you do. See, smart texter here. This is Calvin. Said, if I was running for governor, I'd be pardoning all 4 turkeys. Yeah, smart. That's how you get the turkey vote. Squirrel Vereen said, train the cameras on the motels near your station to catch drug dealers. I'm not going to read the rest of that, Squirrel Vereen. There's one over here, the Family Inn, right, that's not too far from us. I've always wondered about that. If there ever has been a family traveling, they're coming from wherever. They're going to Disney. They're coming, 65 to go to 10 to go to Disney or something like that. And they go, oh, we're tired for the night. Hey, kids. Hey, wife, look, it's the Family Inn. We probably ought to stay there. The family, it looks like it's for families. And it's not very expensive. Let's stay there. And that might not be a real family environment there. Yeah, that would be, I think we had too many trees to get a camera trained on. It's not far from our studios, but I don't think we'd get that camera shot off the roof here. Let's see. Terry said, I think pardoning the 2 turkeys shows the governor is weak on dealing with foul crimes. Now, this is lost in audio. He spelled it, of course, F-O-W-L, like birds. She is opening the door for feathered scofflaws to run amok. You keep breaking out the vocab today, Terry. I like it. A named texter, the first text ever from them. I love it. Dalton, look at that. First text ever. Crackheads and streetwalkers. Let's see. Mike says we need a roving camera of incompetence around Mobile County. Well, yeah, spin that baby 360 pretty fast, right? And let's see. And this is from James. James, official troll of the Jeff Poore Show. No, is this another James? It says, Sean, Mobilian in Auburn business, downtown Auburn. I'm afraid the camera would be on the co-eds walking by in all their Lululemon or watching the Obbies figure out new reasons to roll their trees. Equestrians won. Michael, if you video Airport and 65, you will get the illegal panhandlers as well. They're urban outdoorsmen, Michael. And Jeff admitted that he has no idea what he's talking about. He's simply doing what good old Dale Jackson taught him and throwing crap at the wall and seeing if anything sticks. I don't know. I think Jeff follows anybody's lead on that. Jeff does his own thing. This is from Larry and Daphne. Thought the Democrats wanted to work across the aisle with their congressional peers. Here we have Trump placing a former Democrat in his cabinet and on high-ranking roles in his administration. Everybody's freaking out. Funny how that works. Listen, Larry, they dislike what they consider disloyal, and I've seen it. And I've seen it, Democrat friends of mine, their reaction to Tulsi Gabbard. And what is fun, too, is like, because I think I'm a fan of a lot of things Tulsi Gabbard does, and people say, well, do you know she has this, you know, this left belief and this left belief? I go, yeah, sure. People are different, have different beliefs, but I think she's a fair arbiter. Right, I think she's an honest, fair arbiter. I think when it comes to foreign conflict, she has a leg to stand on since she has served in those foreign conflicts. But what I've seen from Democrat friends, not all of them, but some, those like, and I hadn't heard as much, I've heard some about RFK Jr., but Tulsi Gabbard, if you mention their name, her name, it's like, ah, yeah. Like they would have less contempt for a Republican than they do for like a Tulsi Gabbard. All right, let's see. This is Mr. Plot. Said, yeah, people talk about Kennedy without listening to him. As I mentioned to Jeff earlier, all I've heard him say is that people should have informed consent. If you want to drink a Coca-Cola, go ahead. I sure will. But he thinks we should have the right to know what's in our food. I know it sounds like some kind of radical stuff. It's a lot of people, but what can you do? Oh, to a lot of people, but what can you do? Now, to me, information is not radical. Giving facts out there is not a radical thing. And letting people, but what's radical is you put the information out. This is where I miss with both sides. But I would say the Republicans have changed to some degree. But in the old days, don't put the information out. You know, just business has a right to keep the secret of what's in their stuff, their products out there. I don't agree. At the same time, left will say, we have the information on what's in their stuff, and now we need to tell people they're not allowed to buy that. I don't agree with that either. I see a way where you tell the American people what's in it, what about that stuff could be bad for you, and then if you choose to do it, well, hell, you choose to do it. Haywood said, feral cat cam, he's voting for that. Add the voiceover a la Marlon Perkins. Remember the old days of watching animal shows? I used to love that as a kid. Added bonus of urban outdoorsman sightings and possibly IDing of Haitians hunting the feral cats. That would be a premium channel. Yeah, you would have to. We'd have the freemium version, Haywood, but then you would have to pay some kind of subscription to get the rest of it. All right. Unnamed texter said, dear sirs, I don't know if that refers to me, but said, good morning. If the USS Enterprise is towed to Mobile for dismantling, will the vessel arrive with its nuclear reactor intact, or the reactor be removed prior to arrival and the vessel will arrive in Mobile nuclear free? Oh, this is Thomas. All right. Thank you, Thomas. I heard that it would have the reactor taken out before it came here. But I have to have that in print confirmation, Thomas, but that's what I heard. Terry says, now the governor's office has three turkeys. Gobbler, cobbler can join the anti-veteran cover-up of the mental health mafia corruption in our state. I'll mark you down as undecided. And T-Bone is right. Family Inn's a great place for a third-rate romance. And also some meth sales and a stabbing. Bill Gates controls, this is from, I don't know what texture. Oh, it's Ricky. Okay. Ricky says Bill Gates controls all our natural seeds and we need to plant fruit trees everywhere in Alabama so we can eat for free, plant free gardens everywhere. Ricky. I feel like I've got a free garden going on. I don't know who's gotten in. So, because it's been so warm, my okra kept producing. I've been fighting the ants with my okra. They're gone now, but something else, I think it's raccoons, have just decimated my okra. So, Ricky, I am running the free garden, at least for the... raccoons out in West Mobile County. All right, April Marie Fogel joins us. We'll talk some RFK Jr. and more with her in just a few minutes.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
It's 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And I got to check in with my man Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Of course, we always talk precious metals prices, but get me out of my comfort zone and Ron as well, and talk about some gift ideas as well. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Sean? Yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff on hand. We have all the new Christmas rounds and engravables, a lot of new pop culture stuff. Anna just got in, Aquaman, all sorts of different characters that just came out for 2024 new releases and some 2025s too. So new stuff coming in all the time.
Okay. And with that, if somebody wants to, what I love is you got, you know, cool collectibles and silver rounds that you can get engraved. Now, this is me trying to be responsible, Ron. I'm trying. If I'm going to get ahead of the game here and get Christmas gifts bought, what kind of notice do I need to give you to get engraving done?
For engraving right now, we usually do it within 24 hours. Getting closer to Christmas, it's tough because we got to work up front, and engravings take 10 to 15 minutes and they get stacked up. So I'd say at least a week before Christmas Eve to make sure you get your engravings done. People running late can always get it engraved for free after the holidays. And a lot of people do that. They come in like Christmas Eve. A lot of them are named Sean and have to come back and do it. But sometimes we can get it done. But most of the times, if it's within a couple days of Christmas Eve, it gets tough.
Okay. So y'all get on it and go check out everything going on at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Ron now will direct you to the store. How do they find you?
We're located at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. They can find us on the web at mobilebaycoins.com or call the shop 251-725-1590.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome, John.
All right. There goes Ron. And we'll get to your text here at 343-0106. 343-0106. Your favorite, you know, this is the flip side. So yesterday, my least favorite appointment yet by Trump, I don't think it's, I understand. I don't need a lecture on why. I just, out of the selection so far that I've been going, yeah. The Matt Gaetz thing, not my favorite. Not my favorite. I would say, you know, Elon and Vivek, my favorites. But a whole bunch. I like so much of what he's done. And I like the RFK Jr. As well. So we'll continue that conversation. Text here. Let's see. Okay. Good. Beyond Ricky here, Larry and Daphne said, Soylent Green is people. I'm sure they would have wanted to know what was in their food. Yes, absolutely they would. And if you put people, okay, Larry. If we're eating all the poisonous stuff and then you ground us up to make us food for other people, would we pass any kind of, you know, would be a health concern with what's in there? You know, you think about the, in the cattle world, which I want to talk about that for a second, but what was in us, you know, would you, how would you label that Soylent Green? Contains the following blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Pat said Red Dye 40 is in infant Motrin and Tylenol. Tell me how we're choosing to put that in our children when there is no other options in stores. Yeah, I don't know. But the and also things are about aggregation, right? You look at that in the outside world. It was like the idea, okay, like there, whether it be DDT and banning DDT because what it was doing to the shells, right, the eggs of a lot of avian predators out there, right? And look, when we pulled that off, look at bald eagles. Remember, it was a big deal to see a bald eagle. Remember that? I mean, unless you're in Alaska or something, but you know, down here, be like, I saw one. These days, you're like, of course you did. You know, I've got a pair, and last year they had a juvenile, but I have a pair that's on the farm with me every year. They migrate, you know, along with the migratory birds. They're like lions and cheetahs and migrate with the plains game. You know, in Africa, in East Africa, you know, the avian predators like Cooper hawks and eagles all migrate with those birds, but they show up and it's not a big deal. With banning DDT was part of that, but it was an aggregation. They had to eat so many critters that had DDT, they were at the top of the pyramid, right? Same thing with condors. Something Congressman Carl and I have talked about, and he's cautioned that he thinks the government was using, and I would agree, it was trying to use this ban on lead ammo to disincentivize ammo purchases and hunting. My thing with the condors, because it makes sense where the condors are and they're feeding on gut piles, and if there happens to be lead in there, then that's a place you could say, hey, we can't use lead in the bullets. You got to use a solid copper or something like that. But they're trying to move that into other places. But that whole idea is about aggregation. So back to Pat and the, you know, if you're giving Tylenol once in a while to the child, and I don't know, somebody can, this is why I want the information. Get RFK Jr. in there. Give me the information. The red dye 40. How much red dye 40 do you have to have before it becomes a problem? So Motrin or Tylenol, the kid, and I'm outside, I'm ahead of myself. Hell, I don't even have skis on this. But in the amount that you might give Motrin or Tylenol to a child is enough to aggregate. Put the information out there. I want that out there. But what I would worry more is like what's in the fruit roll-up or the Capri Sun or the, you know, whatever snack thing. The kids want the potato chips because that's where you can end up getting the aggregation. And T-Bone said, you missed my Amazing Rhythm Aces reference. Well, I know the third-rate romance song, but I don't know much about the Amazing Rhythm Aces, T-Bone, so I'm out of my league on that one. Sorry, give me some detail here. All right, let's see. Michael said, I like Trump's picks from a libertarian perspective. RFK is perfect for HHS. Tulsi is great on intelligence. Pete and his No Women in Combat, ideal DOD. And after Biden and Obama's DOJ's, Gates is a punch to the throat that they deserve. None are ideologically purely conservative, but everyone is American interest first within their departments. Also, when you hear Quinn, Cam, and Jake Tapper crying about someone's nomination, you know you're on the right track. But Cam doesn't, the thing Cam gets, and you're talking about Cameron Smith, right? He gets lumped in too. Cameron Smith, now, whatever they say, for full transparency, like Cameron Smith and I are buddies, like away from radio. Like, he doesn't live here, but I like him a lot. He's just a solid dude. And we want to get into the details of his life. He lives the word, like y'all don't even realize. I mean, the lives the world word, what he does for other people and the fostering he and his wife do for children, like that become part of their family's full time. I mean, they're just awesome people. But he, you know, he was asking, I don't think it, the Matt Gaetz thing, I don't know if we talked about it at that point or not, but one of the things I said, so you could, I guess if you're going to lump Cameron Smith in, you got to lump me in. That's the one that's the choice I think is not going to get through. And I think it's a little more troublesome. But what I love, Michael, is we agree on a lot of that. We disagree on one of them. It's cool. It's the United States, man. It's America. Terry says, Matt Gaetz for AG. Every time I see that guy, I feel like he's about to sell me a timeshare or a used car. Fire Dog, I tried to use my supreme executive power to buy a $300,000 RV. Can you hook me up with Dave? I need to recommend a few good pieces at Mobile Bay Coins. Yeah, you'd have to get a lot. Did you, Fire Dog, tell me which one was $300,000, because there's a lot of them out there, RVs, and there's one of these Overlanders or maybe a couple of them. They're RVs. I don't know if y'all, what is like Global something? I'll have to go back and Google it. It is the most awesome like off-road RV, solar panels, self-contained. And I got to look at the videos, and you get on YouTube and get on a track there, and they're showing you more and more. You're like, this is cool. So I'm opening up another tab and Google how much it's like $1 million RV, but it's awesome. Right. Okay. So the real Sam, great question. Don't we already have labeling that tells us what's in our food? We do. We need detail about what those, and even precursor ingredients to those are in there, and then a national discussion on what they do. Scientific, not just, I think that this isn't good for you. No, do the testing. Tell people what's in there. You can go through, like people say, well, non-GMO foods. Okay, I eat a lot of those, right? Because I gather and kill, and people like harvest. I kill and gather a lot of food that I eat. But then I have to put seasonings on stuff. I don't have to, but I do. Put seasonings on those wild things that I eat. What's in there, right? And if I eat something that is see people say, like, all GMO crops are bad. I don't think that's true either. I think there are plenty of GMO. There's things you do in agriculture, but my ag people out there probably nodding their head, that to be able to have a farm that made a dollar, some of the technology is very important. The problem is you end up being beholden to the man. You're going to have to buy this variant of corn, this variant of beans. You know, you got to put the stupid sign up along your field showing what you're running in that field. So there, it's to say that all GMO, I mean, that's the easy thing too. It's like saying all vaccines are bad. Nah, all vaccines are. This whole idea, if you question the COVID vaccine, then Sullivan, you don't believe in any vaccine. That's not true. That's what a fool says. It's like, well, if you disagree with this one thing, you disagree. No, I don't. Same thing on GMO. So I would like to have, you know, I would hope from an RFK that we would dig in deeper and talk about what's really in there. At the same time, I will fight tooth and nail to make sure that doesn't lead to banning anything. And I don't think, you know, you have in the capacity for RFK Jr., he can, people say, well, his environmental policy, which actually there's about 20% of his environmental policy that I don't hate. But he's not over that. He's in his, to use a cliche term, he's in his silo there. And so, and if it came up, he's not going to make a wholesale change that Trump would agree with if it's not right. Jerry in Fort Morgan, I would certainly like to trade the installed congressman from AL2 for Gates anytime. What don't you like about Gates? Okay, I think Gates is going to be a troublesome confirmation that's going to weigh down. And is it fair? Maybe not. I and also on the just that's policy side, or that's pragmatic side. I guess also on the pragmatic side, Jerry, I see him as one of the folks in Washington that does their moves to get cameras in front of them. I know it's a popular thing and it gets people all riled up on social media, but it's not one of my favorite things. Stylistically, it's not one of my favorite things. But I think the problem is you have this, you know, DOJ dropped the investigation, but the House was still doing the ethics investigation. I got a question. What actually happened? That would help me too. Did Matt Gaetz do nothing wrong? If so, then come out with a paper and show me where he did nothing wrong. That's what I think that will cure a lot of this. But it would have had to have been done a while ago, because they're going to go right back to this when they go through the confirmation procedure. So you're going to be looking at this, and I think it slows down. All these other people we've gone through that I think are great should get through. I think it confuses it. I do. And that's maybe that's just pragmatism versus idealism in that. Coming right back, we'll get some more text. 343-0106. And let's do this. Hey, Dalton, prepare yourself. Speaking of good food to eat, it's one of the things my buddy Joey Mason has brought right here to the Gulf Coast. Local, great beef. So do this. Be caller number 6 right now at 343-0106. And I got a $100 gift certificate to Mason Hills Farm for you. Caller number 6, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065.
But at 1251, FM Talk 1065, Midday Mobile. Congratulations to Michael. Just picked up that $100 gift certificate to Mason Hills Farms, and enjoy that, whether you're doing it for the holidays or a big football weekend. A great selection of meats over at Mason Hills Farms. Go to the website, check it out. You can get pre-packaged, like where he gives you this, and the other. You know, like you get steaks and burgers and some chicken or whatever. You can go select what you want exactly. It's all online at masonhillsfarm.com. All right, without further ado, because Lord knows there's been some ado, it's our friend April Marie Fogel joining us now for a little discussion and a preview. April Marie, you're going to be guest hosting for me next week, a couple days. So preview how great it's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be pretty fantastic. I will spend equal time making fun of Jeff Poor and praising Sean Sullivan. It's going to be great.
I like that. That's good.
I'll actually have some guests on, and I kid you not, I went onto the app yesterday and had an AT&T service call for Monday to make sure I have zero technical difficulties.
Okay.
So I've got someone coming out to check on my phone.
But, well, good. Telecom conglomerates would never let us down.
I know. Well, I was so, you know, we had those technical difficulties last time, but we will not have them next time. I will be, are you glued to your seat for the cabinet picks? And do you remember any time in your lifetime it has been this exciting.
No, it's very exciting, and this is the discussion, so this is good. We can get into this here, because several people are like on the text line, why I'm so worried about the Matt Gaetz portion of it. And I am for a couple reasons, and some of them, I can't say idealistically, because I still haven't had the full report. You know, DOJ drops the investigation. Was that just a hit piece? Was there anything to it, right? I want to know that he not just had the investigation dropped, but that he was innocent, right? I need to know that. But pragmatically, he's the one I think that's going to slow this process down. And I know the situation where he doesn't get it, so you know, move him into the Florida, move him into the Senate seat. I get all that, but was there no one else?
I think that this is probably one of the boldest, if not the boldest, Trump pick in both of his administrations. And I at first I was like, there is no way in Hades he's confirmed. But I wouldn't put it past Trump, and I'm seeing a lot of people say he's going to do a couple of recess appointments for people whose confirmations would be a sideshow. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure he doesn't get Gaetz in there on a recess appointment and just let him go to town for a while, which would be amazing. I mean, seriously, because, you know, I love and deeply respect Jeff Sessions, but he wasn't the man we needed at that time. We needed people who were going to stand up for Trump. Gaetz is going to be that. And
yeah, everybody's mad at me because I pointed out that, well, they're not mad at me. I pointed out both from the same TV market, you know, Sessions and Gaetz. But I'm, you know, I'm a Jeff Sessions fan. I always will be. I knew the man before this. I just, when people attack him, I don't stand by because I know the guy's character. He's just, he's a good dude.
Here's the thing is, Jeff Sessions is the Mr. Rogers version of that position holder. He was always going to do right. He was going to be, you know, strong about the border and strong about other things, but he wasn't going to be Trump's pit bull. Matt Gaetz will be Trump's pit bull, and people will genuinely know.
And you mean like a real pit bull? You don't mean like the rapper?
Correct. Okay. I mean aggressive, assertive, in front of the issues, you know. And I love Jeff Sessions, but his personality and Trump's personality, his personality suited more Mike Pence style. Mm-hmm. And Mike Gaetz, J.D. Vance, and Trump, that is the trio that this country needs right now.
Yeah, the Vance thing, I completely agree. Completely agree. But listen, we'll see. We'll see. What do you think about it's funny, the people acting like the news story, brand new news story talking about having somebody in this Robert Kennedy Jr. guy, like they hadn't heard it, right? The news stories out today are like, this is something brand new. This has been talked about since he suspended his campaign.
Absolutely. And you know, libertarians like him. And he's another one. People are saying he's unconfirmable. I think we need somebody who is going to get in there and clean out the entrenched people who are there, you know, who are pushing for pharmaceutical stuff. I like it. I think this entire administration, every single thing, it's been like fist pump in the air. Yeah. I mean, it's like something seared in my brain now where I see these pics and I can just see Trump fist in the air after he was shot, right? Like fight, fight, fight. He's not putting anybody in who's weak, and I love it.
Well, and I would point out, too, this is worth pointing out, you've not been somebody that's been an acolyte of Trump since day one.
Oh, no, no. I am. It's so funny because I get so much pushback because I am not. Trump the man isn't somebody that I'm just thrilled about. But I'm thrilled about this administration, and I'm so glad we're going to protect Title IX. I'm so glad we're going to try to get rid of some of those deep state insiders who have been investigating conservatives at every agency that exists that can. I mean, they have been going after conservatives in every branch, IRS, I mean, Interior, you name it. Conservatives have been on the chopping block in their personal lives and their businesses, and Trump's going to fix that. So,
You know my favorite?
I'm loving it.
You know my favorite? I mean, you probably know my personality, what drives a lot of my conservatism. My favorite, even though they're going to be a quasi-government agency making recommendations, but the duet of Musk and Ramaswamy is so strong. I love that part.
Okay. Not only is that fantastic, but because they named it Doge, my Dogecoin investment has gone like sky high over the last few days, and I'm loving that.
Yeah, I did not get any Dogecoin. So has it appreciated like Bitcoin? Bitcoin was, you know, back in August, I was like, I'm going to buy some. I didn't get around to it. It would have been a good play back then.
Oh, yeah. It's been a really nice investment in watching people. And I think it's even going to go higher.
Yes. Okay. All right. Then
we'll talk about all these things plus some next week.
All right. There she goes. April Marie Fogel, thanks for your time.
Thanks for letting me on.
All right. Coming right back, we continue Veterans Month on FM Talk 106.5 with a veteran, but also, if he's not proud of it, but a friend of mine, Jonathan McConnell, joins me next.